Hey, thank you, Kane. 807 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and it is a football Friday, and a privilege to talk to Reese's Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy. He joins us on this football Friday. Jim, good morning. Thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So I know it's a busy, busy time of year right now for you and the rest of the Senior Bowl staff. Got the game coming up on January 25th at Ladd Peebles Stadium, and tickets on sale now. So pretty busy for you guys.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy time. It's an exciting time. We're really jacked up about this year's roster. You know, last year we had 10 first-round picks, and we feel better right now going into the game than we did last year at this point. And got a bunch of different events that we're going to be unveiling this year, too. So we're trying to build it out and have a great week.
Yeah, and it's not so much just the Senior Bowl. Of course, that's always a big event, but the whole week leading into it, of course, you have the practices there at Ladd Peebles Stadium, and you got the FCA event there and all kinds of great stuff. People can come meet the players. But players you had last year already making a big dent in the NFL this year. You had some good guys come through. So to say that this year you're even more excited, that's promising.
Yeah, it is. You know, we had the three quarterbacks that played really well. Drew Locke played well the last 2 weeks and starts for Denver. You know, Minshew Mania kind of went off there for a little bit in Jacksonville, which was fun, and now Gardner's back starting again. Probably should have never lost his job. And, you know, Daniel Jones has started pretty much the whole year in New York, and they haven't won many games, but they're not very good around Daniel. But he's, you know, he's showing a lot of promise, too. So I think the Giants, talking to those guys, they feel good about him as their quarterback of the future. So, and then you got guys like Deebo Samuel and in San Francisco, the wide receiver, and Terry McLaurin, the receiver in Washington, that are going to be up for Offensive Rookie of the Year. So, yeah, it was a great class. And like I said, this year's group right now, I feel, is even stronger.
Well, we're in award season right now, just one regular season game left, and that's, of course, the annual Army-Navy game coming up tomorrow. But Joe Burrow, the quarterback for LSU, winning, it seems like, all of the awards right now. Yesterday he picked up AP Player of the Year, picked up the Maxwell Award and the Davey O'Brien Award. Talk a little bit about his outstanding year.
Yeah, Joe should be cleaning up right now. I mean, if he's nominated for an award, he should win it. He's really had a magical year, as has LSU. I think going into the year, Joe was probably a third or fourth round pick on most NFL teams' draft boards. That's where we had him at the Senior Bowl, and had a chance to meet Joe over the summer at the Manning passing camp and at SEC Media Days. Really magnetic kid when you get around him, and but to see what he's done on the field and the jump that he's made, it's really unprecedented. I've been asked a lot, you know, what's the comparison for what Joe's done, and I can't come up with a good one, so. He's played lights out. I've seen LSU play twice this year against Florida and Alabama, and just walked away really impressed. And he went from third or fourth round, and now this guy's possibly going to be the top pick in the whole draft. So amazing year for Joe Burrow.
What do you contribute his improvement to? Is it Joe Brady in that wide open LSU offense, or just did he get better with age? What do you think it was this year?
I think it's a lot of things. When you make a jump that big, it's not just one thing. I think Joe Brady, who won the Broyles Award as the top assistant in college football, and deservedly so. Joe's influence, meant a lot. I think that bringing the offense from New Orleans Saints over to LSU was big. But I think that, I give Joe Burrow most of the credit. I mean, the kid works really, really hard. He's the son of a coach. His dad was at Ohio University the last, 10, 15 years, and stepped away from the field this year, retired, just so he could follow Joe around the country for his senior year. But, the kid's a really hard worker. He's got great people around him. He's got NFL people all around him, too, so that definitely plays a role. But I think it's, just the result of a lot of things coming together.
Yeah, he's got the Heisman Trophy ceremony tomorrow night, along with Chase Young and Justin Fields from Ohio State, and of course Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma. Now, any surprises you think tomorrow night, or does Burrow just walk away with this thing?
I think Joe walks away with it. I don't know how you can have the year he's had in the SEC and not give it to him. I mean, the team's undefeated. He has historically the best completion percentage of all time. The most passing yards, most passing touchdowns in SEC single season history. So I don't know how you don't give it to him.
I want to talk about Jalen Hurts a little bit. Of course, he's a senior this year, and I know a lot of people hope to see him down here in Mobile at the end of January. But is his draft stock, do you think it's increased with how well Lamar Jackson has been playing in Baltimore? We saw Lamar break Michael Vick's rushing record last night, but they're kind of similar in the way they play.
I don't know. That's a good question. I think when I watch Jalen, I think more Dak Prescott than mm-hmm. Lamar. I don't think anyone's Lamar Jackson. I think that guy is Jalen's a really good athlete, but he's not dynamic the way Lamar Jackson is. But I do think Jalen's coming into the NFL at a time where the league is really trending towards more athletic quarterbacks, and they're being more open-minded about kind of tailoring their concepts to what's going on in college football. So I think that Jalen's really helped his draft stock just becoming a better passer. You know, I think a couple of years ago there was thought that he might be a running back at the next level. That's how far behind he was as a passer in terms of, you know, anticipation and accuracy, and what he's done in Oklahoma this year, and really the tail end of last year and the small sample size he had at Alabama. I think he's turned himself into at minimum a mid-round quarterback.
Of course, the guy that made Jalen the backup at Alabama, Tua Tagovailoa, things changed so fast. And at the very beginning of the year, everyone was talking about tanking for Tua. It seemed like he was a sure thing to go at the very top of the 2020 draft. But then he had that hip injury against Mississippi State, and now talk that he might come back to Alabama for one more year. He's got to make the decision by January 20th. Do you have a feel for what Tua might choose to do?
I don't. You know, that's going to be the million-dollar question between mm-hmm. now and like you said, January 20th. I think the family's really got four options, and I don't know if there's a wrong one. I really don't. I think he could either come out in this draft and make teams roll the dice on that hip. You know, he could, if the hip is well enough by late June, early July, he could enter the supplemental draft, go that route, have a workout, and prove to teams that the hip is okay. Or he could come back to Bama next year and play, and again, prove it on the field that the hip's fine. Or he could come back next year and sit out the whole season and then go through the pre-draft process, come to the Senior Bowl, go to the Combine, have workouts, and again, prove to teams that it's healthy. So I don't know what the best answer is, but I don't think there's a wrong one.
Another guy who's picking up plenty of awards this year, Derrick Brown, the defensive tackle at Auburn. He had another outstanding year. Of course, last year he decided to come back for his senior season. Now he's winning AP Defensive Player of the Year, SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Not the AP, that went to Chase Young, of course. But Derrick Brown, talk a little bit about where he's looking to go in the draft.
Yeah, Derek's going to go really high. You know, he had a chance to come out last year, probably be a early second, late first-round pick, and Derek's kind of the poster boy for why you come back for your senior year, because he's come back on a mission, and he's been truly dominant. And to be dominant in the SEC is saying a lot. I mean, it's one thing to dominate a smaller conference, but to be physically dominant in that league is pretty unique, pretty rare. But he's been unblockable this year, and it really doesn't matter what games. A lot of times guys are really up and down depending on what tape you put in. But Derek's been really the same guy every week. So all these awards he's winning, he deserves. He should be hands down the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. That one's not close. And then I do think Chase Young at Ohio State is the best player in the country, regardless of position. So I wouldn't give Derek that nod. But Derek's mm-hmm. had an unbelievable year. I think he's pretty locked into it, like a top 10 spot in the draft. And, you know, we're still working to try to get him here to Mobile. We've got a couple of his teammates at Auburn, Marlon Davidson, and his best friend there on the team. And we're still working on Derek to get him down here.
Oh, that would be awesome, man. Let's talk some Senior Bowl. If you're out there and you're not following the Senior Bowl or not following Jim Nagy on Twitter, you're missing out, because they have some outstanding content. And I saw here recently on the Senior Bowl Twitter page, you guys did the first-time Senior Bowl All-American team.
Yeah. We were just, my thinking was, you know, who knows these players better than us? We've mm-hmm. got a staff of six full-time scouts with NFL experience, you know, myself. We watch tape on every single player, you know, that's going to be in the draft. So, you know, it's one thing to slap together All-American teams, you know, just based off reputation. But when we're doing the work, why wouldn't we put one out? So, yeah, just trying to create a little more content and give some of these guys who are really good players on tape and are going to make a name for themselves in the draft process you know, some recognition now, because again, a lot of these, you know, all SEC and all ACC and all American teams, a lot of these things are just based off reputation. If you actually put your eyeballs on the tape, you'd be surprised that, you know, some of these guys are really average NFL prospects. So we really wanted to have our All-American team more with an NFL draft slant to it.
And every time you have someone that accepts an invite, you post it there too. How many invites do you have left here for the Senior Bowl?
We've got 101 seniors accepted right now. We've got 8 more juniors committed to come to the game, and we can't publicize those till they actually declare for the draft. I mean, that's the sticky part with the juniors. You know, we really have to work through agents right now, because a lot of these kids don't want to declare till after the bowl game, but we can't wait till after the bowl game to try to secure them for the game. You know, we run out of time with our game at the end of January, so we can't wait till January 20th when these guys will accept. So we're working through agents right now. So we've only got a couple spots left. I mean, the great news is we've had zero kids decline our invite this year. Like I said, there's a couple we're still talking with, like Joe Burrow and Derek Brown, about coming. But yeah, there's been no decline so far. We've got some really good Alabama players, you know, some really good Auburn players. Mm-hmm. And I said we had 10 first-round picks last year. I feel better about the roster right now than I did a year ago.
And when you do the player announcements there right before the Senior Bowl kicks off, it's always the Auburn and Alabama players that get the biggest cheers. And this year we'll have LaMichael Perine, who's a local guy. He'll be playing. Of course, he went on to play at Florida. Who are some of the Auburn and Bama guys who've already accepted?
Yeah, we're really excited about LaMichael coming. You know, he's Theodore's finest, and he's our one local player in the game this year. Had a really nice career over at Florida. You know, had that big 88-yard touchdown run against Auburn. So we're excited to get LaMichael back here to play one more game in Ladd Stadium. But, yeah, the Auburn guy. So I mentioned Marlon Davidson. You know, similar to Derek, he came back and really was a much better player this year. He, first-team All-SEC, very deserving of that. You know, can rush the passer, can line up all over the front. Really a good football player. We have their left tackle, Prince Tegu-Anogo, who's going to be one of the top tackles taken in the draft. I mean, he's arguably, you know, one of the top 2 or 3 senior tackles in this draft class. And then you flip it to the Alabama side, and we got Raekwon Davis, who's a borderline first-round pick. You know, he does a lot of the dirty work on that defensive line for Alabama. I think that, you know, Raekwon's one of those guys, if you're not watching the tape, you don't realize, like, what impact he has mm-hmm. and what a factor he is on that defense. I mean, when you do watch the tape, I mean, he's eating up blocks, and he's recreating the line of scrimmage and forcing running backs to go, you know, go the wrong way. And we're really excited to get Raekwon in. And then we got Anfernee Jennings, the outside linebacker, who's had a great career. By far had his best year as well. You know, Anfernee's been beat up a little bit over his career, but he's a guy that can rush the passer. He's really physical against the run, so we're excited about him. We've got one Alabama commitment that we're holding on to.
Okay.
Next week I'm going to be flying to L.A., and we're doing our Senior Bowl roster reveal on the NFL.com digital platform on Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks' podcast, the Move the Sticks podcast. And then they're going to recap it that night on the NFL Network on the Total Access show. So we're holding off on a couple big announcements for that show. But, yeah, we've got another big Bama one coming.
That is so cool. I can't wait for the game. I know everyone around here is ready for the Senior Bowl. January 25th at 1:30, that's the kickoff. But, of course, a whole host of events the week leading into that. Thank you so much for joining us, Jim, on Football Friday.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on. Look forward to doing it from now through the game. It's going to be great.
For sure. And SeniorBowl.com, great place to check out all the events that are coming up, and tickets on sale now.
Thank you, Kane. 827 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. By the way, midday show on the road today, Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. We'll be there from noon to 2. We're going to be giving away a gift basket that includes the following items. Dun, dun, dun. Get this half-carat diamond stud earrings, 1 ounce silver engravable round and sterling silver earring and bracelet set, plus gift baskets from Nature's Nuances and Tanner's Pecans. Plus, they're hooking us up with Dewdrop hot dogs for lunch, and they are paying the sales tax. Of course, when you go buy bullion and all that, you don't pay sales tax. That changed this last year. But they are taking care of the sales tax for you today. They'll fill in the details when we get started today out at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. It's a great time to stop by, have lunch with us, do a little or a lot of your Christmas shopping. All right, 8:27. Last night they called it off. They being specifically Nadler and the Democrats called off what was going on in the House.
After 14 hours of debate, House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler calls a sudden timeout before taking final votes.
The committee is in recess.
GOP Ranking Member Doug Collins immediately voiced his opposition.
You chose not to consult the ranking member on a schedule issue of this magnitude?
Really? So typical.
This is the kangaroo court that we're talking about.
One major result of Nadler's last-minute delay, the votes weren't taken in the middle of the night. Republicans say this move was a case of showboating. Collins was less than pleased with Nadler's timeout.
We had plenty of more amendments and other things we could have offered tonight and been here all night. But we chose to say, we said all we need to say, they said all they need to say, and we're finishing this up. That was the most lack of integrity thing I've ever seen by a member of Congress, especially a chairman.
Another result of Nadler's move, no additional amendments can be offered, which means no more debating. Friday's vote is expected to go along party lines. A full House vote on the articles is expected next week. If President Trump is impeached, the matter then goes to the GOP-led Senate. I'm John Lawrence.
All right. So a little bit of what went down last night. So what about today? It looks like today will be the vote. They got 10 o'clock Eastern time, 9 Central. A vote on the two charges against President Trump expected. You've got this extra day now in the mix, the no debate. There's two things. So you got to vote it out of committee, right? And then you'll have that full House vote, looks like next week at some point. One of the interesting parts of this, I talked about on the midday show yesterday. Once again, they won't call the vote till they have the votes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have the votes right now. Democrats in control. Speaker Pelosi, when she calls for a vote, it means they have the votes.
Yeah, they wouldn't have a surprise.
No, but it is interesting because the number. I think if you're Nancy Pelosi and feeling that Speaker Pelosi's been drug into this, you want it to be every Democrat voting for you. And if you can't get that, it's got to be just a few defections. Well, in between, it depends on how you look at the lay of the land, but let's say between 4 and 10 Democrat House members are in, I can tell you this, there's more than 10 that are in districts that they won as Democrats, but President Trump won in the presidential cycle. Out of that, there's between 4 and 10 that it's dicey for those Democrats, and they know if they vote for the impeachment, articles of impeachment, that's going to be used against them. And so they're probably, digging their heels in and saying no, or why are we doing this and all that. So, yes, the Democrats are ready. I can tell you without hearing the whip vote count, they have the number of votes they need. But I think they're going to have a big number to try to show some sort of solidarity or there's no defections, things like that. We'll talk about it when we get back. Plus, news this morning with a heavy presence from MPD at Florida Street near Catholic Social Services. It's supposed to be a presser from MPD coming up. We'll talk about what we know on that story when we get back.
Eight 36 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Congratulations, we all made it to Friday. It's time to head to McConnell Automotive and talk to Louis Arata. Hey, Louis.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, it's the shopping season, and what would look better under the tree than a, you couldn't fit one of these bad boys under the tree, but a new vehicle with a bow on it. Tell us what's new.
That's right. Big tree.
We've got those great deals on Sierras and most of the GM line and Buicks. Got the employee pricing. It's like $14,000 off select GMC pickup trucks.
Mm.
That's kind of unheard of, with the strike and everything and inventory levels being kind of low. But hey, it's a deal for y'all. You need to come by and see us or check us out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Don't forget, we'll buy your car. Just give us a buzz, Gene or I, and give us a bend in the miles, and we'll give you a price on it. If you like it, come on by. We'll write you a check same day.
Man, that is easy, Louie. Everything's easy at McConnell Automotive.
That's right.
You got some
great... y'all come by and see us. Hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. I know it's a little early, but, hey, come on out and check us out. It's Friday.
All right. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
That's Louie Arata. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive. You'll find him on Dolphin Street just east of I-65.
Right, 837 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. The story we mentioned before we went to the break there just a second ago. Story coming out, ALA is covering. I have not seen any other updates, but I know that Fox 10 said there's a heavy police presence in the starting in the 7 o'clock hour today in the 180 block of South Florida Street. Okay, let's translate that. 180. It's near. It's Florida near Imogene Street. I have heard a little bit of update. They said the big police presence. We looked at the video and the still shot, and there were a bunch of like the police SUVs, the bigger squad vehicles parked there. I did see crime scene tape, and there was a report. They said that there was a sheet there, like maybe covering a body. They didn't say body, but a sheet there. Right now, that's all we know. We're waiting for a press conference from Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste. That will happen, I think, sometime this morning. We don't have, once again, this is kind of a brand new story, and we don't have a lot of concrete information other than the big police presence is there. And it is, I mean, I can attest to that looking at the video and the still pictures. And it's Florida near Imogene, and we did hear the report of a sheet being laid down. I don't know, did they say there was a body under the sheet or not?
And in an earlier image I saw, there was an ambulance on scene and a fire truck, and in our a photo from our news partners at WKRG, a tow truck there behind the crime scene tape. Now, I don't know.
Okay, now I see their update. Okay.
So I'm not sure, you know, tow truck might have been there beforehand, who knows, or they might have called him out to the scene, but that's all we know right now.
All right, waiting that that presser coming up in just a little bit. Also, we're talking this morning a couple things. Bicentennial celebration going on in Montgomery tomorrow. Kelly, you had that in headlines this morning.
I did, and it's been going on for more than a year. And we really kick things off here in Mobile downtown. It seems like so long ago when community partners came together, organizations really highlighting the best of the best, because it's interesting. You know, Mobile is more than 300 years old. So
isn't it cute?
Welcome to the party.
Isn't it cute? The younger sibling of the state of Alabama. I was talking about this morning. I know the battleship float is going up with the crewmates, and they're going to be in it. But I talked to them this morning. They're not allowed to throw anything. There's going to be a parade, and they're not throwing anything.
That's probably why the state is like 100 years behind.
I think so. Like Calvin said on the text line, he said, "Parade without candy is like a fishing lure without a hook." You're darn right. Or Gary, what somebody was saying here that it was like, what do you do? It's just the people on the float look at the, yeah, here it is. Mark said, so in the parade, the float people look at the parade people, and the parade people look at the float people. That doesn't sound very exciting.
No, and we've all been in parades, and we know what happens when you begin in the parade and you have great throws. Everybody's your friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when you pull up a little short, they're not happy with you. They appreciate your wave, but they want something.
I'm just thinking, you know, from the floats that will be in the parade, I think there are 70-some-odd floats in the parade. Those that are from Southwest Alabama, I know y'all, you're not supposed to do it, but come on.
Don't
sneak
them on.
Sneak some throws in there. Sneak some throws, and then as you go, there'll be people start going, oh, wow, that float's throwing stuff. And, it'll, you know, once again, because already, you know, Montgomery takes a large amount of sales tax and lodging tax from Southwest Alabama, pumps it into the coffers up there to spread elsewhere, so we might as well give them some moon pies and some necklaces and, some candy.
Down-home parade. And, you know, lots of questions about whether the high-stepping turkeys would be involved, Clyde or Henrietta. And if we can't get the actual turkeys, could we at least get, like, a big float balloon of the turkeys, Macy's
fantastic.
Style?
I think the turkeys should be in it. If the governor pardons you,
yes.
It saves your life.
What better way to celebrate than to high-step your way down the main avenue there?
I mean, if she saves your life, and then they come to you and say, hey, turkeys, I'm staff member so-and-so from Governor Ivey's office. We need y'all to be in the parade. I'm going to say, yes.
Well, and it adds a balance to the celebration, because you think about it. There's some closed events that are happening. People may not be happy. I mean, Dr. Condoleezza Rice is coming to town. Yeah. She's an Alabama native, as well as Ruben Studdard, former American Idol winner. If I can't get invited to that party, at least give me some turkeys. High-stepping at that.
Yeah, do they have to check their schedule, the turkeys?
Right. I don't know.
Let my people
get some meetings that day.
So that That's happening tomorrow, and like you said, the events, and I didn't know Ruben Studdard were coming in, and I will say, both Alabamians, and both have famous names, but Condoleezza, I'm not taking, because next thing I know, somebody's going to be a super Ruben fan, be upset mm-hmm. with me, but in merit, maybe, over time, you know, Dr. Rice is like, if I had to choose...
Former Secretary of State.
If I had to choose... Mm. Which would I'd be like, can you get me tickets to Dr. Rice's event? I mean, just the Ruben thing is going to be fine. And I know there's going to be Ruben fans all over me. But
I think they're at the same event.
Okay.
He's providing the music. She's the guest.
Okay,
honor.
Well, then that's fine. Then
no
that's
choices need to be
okay.
made.
Okay, that's good. I was just like, if I was, you can go to Ruben's event or Dr. Rice's event. Yeah, it's going to be Dr.
Don't start any trouble.
Because Ruben would have 13th. Stories, you know, Dr. Rice has stories about what it was like to be in the White House and all that. Ruben has like, and then Simon Cowell was, you know, he was really mean or whatever. You know, like,
that's funny.
So that's going on. And as well, watching Washington from last night, and about 11-something, they called the ball, and everybody went home. They're back at 10 this morning. And one of the things to watch here, first of all, you have a vote to come out of committee. So this first vote they're talking about would be coming out of Judiciary Committee. Then it goes has to do that before it can go in front of the full House. And that's one of the interesting parts of it is the votes. And that, now, the Democrats, I'll tell y'all, like I did earlier, without having any contact there, I can tell you Democrats had the vote to move the articles of impeachment forward, but they want to get the most number of Democrats signed on, and that's probably one of the issues right now. And the more that delays next week is going to be a sign of them, because I think of that Politico story yesterday, Speaker Pelosi said, mm-hmm. we're not pushing the votes, we're not trying to whip the votes. Sure. Sure. You want to have the most number of Democrats voting for the articles of impeachment possible. And until they get that number where they think they can get, they're not going to call the main vote. Now, it'll come out. The vote will happen today, maybe.
Not, 10 a.m., supposedly.
Right.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean,
right.
And then it will be maybe Tuesday, Wednesday next week in front of the full House.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, all this political theater from both sides, I'm very surprised. Someone didn't attend the meeting last night, the hearing last night, in their pajamas, just to make a statement. Like, this has gone on so long. It's more than 14 hours.
And I'm stuck on...
jammies?
Nadler and some footy pajamas.
Oh, no.
and footy pajamas,
I mean,
too.
You think about it. You started your work day, you came home, you had dinner, you did a couple things. They're still talking.
Mm, and you know they all wear silk pajamas, for sure. They're not wearing the cotton pajamas.
I didn't need that.
No visual there, sir.
Well, you know, they were so much polite debate yesterday. I mean, it went on, like you said, forever and ever. But, mm-hmm. you know, I was surprised. I didn't know how late in the night they were going.
Yeah.
And when I saw that they were live, I was like, well, I've got a couple options here. I can watch football, which I did. There's also the President's Cup going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a headline this morning that one of the congressmen there at the debate over mm-hmm. the Articles of Impeachment, mm-hmm. Cedric Richmond, Democratic congressman, they found him, I guess, he was watching the President's Cup on his laptop during the impeachment debate. So he, too, had a decision to make, sit there and listen to the debate going on in front of him or watch the President's Cup from Melbourne, Australia, and he chose the latter.
I mean, you look at all the stories we have. The decreased productivity, every like
right.
when March Madness shows up this year, I can tell y'all, you're going to hear a news story nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Several places will say, Americans are unproductive during March Madness. A new study from studypeople.com shows that Americans, it's a $10 million in lost productivity during March Madness.
Yeah.
Well, remember, we pay these people salary, too. So
he could, at least it says president. He could be, what are you doing, Cedric? Watching the President's Cup. The President's Cup.
Well, and I think it's very interesting how they use a split screen. Because, you know, when Matt Gaetz was going in on, you know, on certain facts.
Well, Matt, he said crack pipe yesterday?
Right, and talking about, you know, the background and drug issues that some may have. And then you bring up another gentleman who references, that's the pot calling the kettle
Representative
black.
Johnson, yeah.
Yes, and so, you know, you hear the hissing and the booing, and you know that would all be good and dandy if we had popcorn and if this didn't impact our lives. We need these people, all of them who represent the American people, to get their act together.
Although I did remember when Representative Johnson spoke yesterday, I remember he was worried that Guam was going to flip over if too many people got on the island. Yes, there was a subcommittee meeting where they were talking about moving troops there on Guam, and he got in this like long discussion, and basically what he was trying to figure out is how many people it would take to get on one part of the island where it might flip over. And
things that make you go, hmm.
And I said, okay, maybe he knows something I don't.
And he That's represents which state?
He's Georgia.
Is he Georgia? Yeah.
He's Georgia.
Okay.
So.
Heads up. Right. Georgians.
Yes. But y'all are good because Georgia's linked to the rest of the country. It's not going to tump over like Wad. Hey, we've got an announcement coming up here in just a second on FM Talk 106.5. I want y'all to stay close. And we'll be right back. Yeah, we'll be back in like 4 minutes. Y'all stay right there. Let me bring back something from earlier this week. Maybe I'll do this tonight or tomorrow. No, I got to do it tonight to let my father know. Father who's in his 80s. I'm going to tell him, Dad, tonight it's Alpha Palooza pub crawl in Loda.
Wear your ears.
And watch him look at me and say, boy, what are you saying? Get out of my house. It's Alpha Palooza pub crawl in Loda. Now, if you speak, you know, if you speak Hipmobile, you understand what it means.
Yes.
My father, my octogenarian father, will look at me and say, "What is? Are you okay? Do you need to sit down?"
But how surprised would you be if he met you there, ears on? Your dad's pretty cool.
The most surprised ever. The most surprised ever. Hey, it's of course Christmas season, and we're talking about people getting shopping done, and everybody thinks items, but what would be the best gift ever? We always talk about the gift of time, right? More time to enjoy your life, more time to enjoy the holidays. The maids make that happen. They're referred for a reason, and right now you can get a free estimate at 344-6626. The people that are keeping things in order at the Sullivan House, Shelby and her whole team, they do a fantastic job, and they can do the same thing for you. Give the gift of clean to yourself and your family and the gift of time this holiday season. I'm thinking about it like right now with decorating, making a mess when you're doing that, right? Having parties, having people in and out of the house, but you also have more demands on your time than any other time of year. Give yourself the gift of that extra time, but have a clean house to invite friends in and family and enjoy holiday parties and do that year round. It's so nice to come home to the point that you come home and the toilet paper has a little triangle fold in it like it does in a hotel. That's it's that kind of touch that the maids do. And I mean, the cleaning, the floors, truly, people say, well, floors you could eat off of. You could eat off the floors after they get fit. I wouldn't recommend it at our house, but because the dogs will run to it as well. But the maids make the floors that clean as the countertops, everything else. It is a 22-point cleaning system that they do, and it is fantastic. And yeah, I'm referring you to them. They've done great work for us. You got to get that free estimate from them now. 344-6626, 344-6626. Give the gift of clean and the gift of time with the maids. All right, 8:54, and Kelly is a couple things to talk about here. First of all, Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Happy Sweetest Day, which was in October for all my Michiganders. It's Sweetest Day.
Sweetest Day.
Mm-hmm. It's October the 16th.
That's
Happy 4th of July.
Okay, but you, I mean.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and we got Arbor Day in there. Yeah, we got. So, it's if you hear what Kelly's given us wishes going on through the next year, because she won't be able to do that because you are moving on.
I am, but it's a great day. You know, I'm very thankful. My FM Talk family, my FM Talk 106.5 family, has been so receptive to the new changes coming to my world, and I'm staying local.
Okay,
it's a great deal. You know, I 1 week ago, you and I were chit-chatting, mm-hmm. and I have to tell you, because I've worked many places for all the right reasons, okay? Because I've been in this business for 20-plus years. And
She started when she was five.
Oh, but when you work somewhere, you know it's a good look when your soon-to-be former employer asks you to say your own goodbye. And so that's a big deal to me. And I'm grateful to you, Sean, because you said to me, you know what? I'm happy for you, but I'm sad for us. And that's genuine and that's authentic. And that means a lot. And I just want to focus on my great times here. We've had so much fun.
Well, we have, from all of us to you, the same thing.
Yeah.
At great times. And it's, it's bittersweet, I don't want to see you go, but at the same time, I understand how the world works. And I want to make sure, because in media, in TV, there's one set, but in radio, it's always been this disappearing act.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Where they never mention the person, like they never existed or something like that. And, I pulled the curtain back on all parts of radio business, and I wouldn't keep the curtain closed on this. So the idea that all of a sudden, Kelly, I never heard of her. You know, that doesn't happen around here.
And I think that's a testament to our friendship. and all three of us that we have, and then also with, you know, our sales team and our general manager. I mean, we are family, and so it's not goodbye. It's just until next time, and I'll keep everyone updated as to what I'm doing on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
With no doubt. Only on days that end in Y.
There's lots to be done, and that's the whole purpose of me shifting gears a bit. Some may know that I started my own company, and the beauty of starting your own company is that you can dictate, you know, what you take on and what you don't. And I've been very, very blessed to be able to negotiate and contact and be in a relationship professionally with some businesses you may have heard of, some big names and some little names. But the point is that there's a common theme, and that we all want to continue to make the city better. And so with the new platform that I'll have, I'll be able to do that in a different way. You know, right, what I'm saying? And I give all thanks to, of course, my family, but to my work family too, because I've learned so much here. And I wouldn't be where I am as KFIN Productions without all the knowledge and the fun that I attained here.
That's very kind.
It's
thank
true.
You. Thank you, family.
You're welcome, family.
And I guess I would say, no, you'll say, because it's, we're all in the same business. It's break a leg.
No, I'm not breaking a leg.
No, break a leg as well. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
And Merry Christmas to the crew if I don't talk to y'all beforehand.
You'll probably be at our house. What are you talking about?
Most likely will.
Hey, can I wish everyone a happy Friday the 13th?
So you went and did it.
I did. Now hey, go be the best you. Go make it happen. You have a new 24 hours today to make some change.
There you go.
I'm super proud to call you a friend.
Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back at noon today for Midday Mobile. We'll be live at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Mike Gallagher Show on the way next.